God formed Adam and gave him dominion. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. When sin brought mortality outside the garden, God clothed them in animal skins. The first blood was shed. Adam taught his children the way of Yahweh. Abel brought an offering God received. When Adam died, the mantle passed to Seth, who stood as priest for the family of Adam's seed.
From Adam through the patriarchs, from the patriarchs to Levi, from Levi to the risen Christ, three stages by design.
Melchizedek, King of Righteousness, Priest of the Most High God.
Now the office rests with Jesus Christ,
and it will never pass again.
Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan,
Mahalalel and Jared in the line.
Methuselah warned the sons of Adam while Noah preached before the flood arrived.
Noah was the eighth preacher of righteousness, a just man, perfect in his generations.
He walked with God and entered the ark,
preserved with his household through the waters.
Then Shem, Arphaxad, Cainan, Salah, Eber, the father of the Hebrews and Reu.
The mantle did not follow every firstborn.
Death and idolatry could break the succession through.
Enoch died in faith before his father. Lamech and Peleg died before the office came.
Serug, Eldad, Nahor, and Terah served other gods.
The righteous mantle passed beyond their names.
From Adam through the patriarchs,
from the patriarchs,
from the patriarchs to Levi, from Levi to the risen Christ, three stages by design.
Melchizedek, King of Righteousness,
Priest of the Most High God.
Now the office rests with Jesus Christ,
and it will never pass again.
Abram armed 318 servants and pursued the kings who carried Lot away. He brought the captives home and took no riches, lest the king of Sodom boast he made him great. Then Melchizedek came with bread and wine, King of Salem, Priest of God Most High.
Blessed be Abram, and blessed be the Most High, who delivered all your enemies into your hand.
Abram gave him tithes of all the spoil, for the lesser is blessed by the greater one.
Levi, still within the loins of Abram,
paid his tithe before his priestly age begun.
The evidence points to Nahor, Abram's elder brother, a worshiper of Abram's God and senior in the line.
But the title names the office, not the mortal.
Melchizedek, the king and preacher of right.
From Adam through the patriarchs,
from the patriarchs,
from the patriarchs to Levi, from Levi to the risen Christ,
three stages by design.
Melchizedek, King of Righteousness, Priest of the Most High God.
Now the office rests with Jesus Christ,
and it will never pass again.